Welcome to Municipal Stadium in Kansas City, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the Kansas City Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Billy Goodman. Batting second. The shortstop, Eddie Joost. Batting third. The left fielder, Ted Williams. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Jackie Jensen. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Norm Zovchin. Batting sixth. The catcher, Sammy White. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Grady Hatton. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Jim Pearsall. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Frank Sullivan. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Frank Sullivan. For the Kansas City Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The first baseman, Vic Power. Batting second. The second baseman, Hector Lopez. Batting third. The right fielder, Elmer Vallo. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Gus Zerniel. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Harry Simpson. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Jim Finnegan. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Jack Littrell. Batting eighth. The catcher, Billy Shantz. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Art Dittmar. Pitching for the Kansas City Athletics, Art Dittmar. And now, play ball. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman hits a ball on the ground towards first. Power scoops it up and throws to first, with Dittmar covering, for the out. One out. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost strikes out. Two outs. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Simpson. Williams reaches second base with a double. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Littrell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power hits a pop-up towards third. Hatton settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hector Lopez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lopez hits a pop-up towards short. Joost settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Elmer Vallo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallo hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Goodman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Norm Zovchin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zovchin hits a ball on the ground towards third. Finnegan fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White hits a ball on the ground towards short. Littrell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Grady Hatton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatton is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Gus Zerniel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zerniel takes first base on ball four. Harry Simpson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simpson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Goodman fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Jim Finnegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finnegan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hatton fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall hits a ball on the ground towards third. Finnegan fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Frank Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan hits a line drive into left field. Zerniel settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 0 for 1 in the game. Goodman hits a line drive into left field. Zerniel settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Jack Littrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Littrell hits a fly ball into right field. Jensen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Shantz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shantz hits a pop-up towards first. Zobchin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Art Dittmar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dittmar hits a ball on the ground towards short. Juice scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost is 0 for 1 in the game. Joost takes first base on ball 4. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Williams hits a fly ball into left field. Zerniel settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 0 for 1 in the game. Jensen hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Joost moves to second. Norm Zobchin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zobchin is 0 for 1 in the game. Zobchin hits a fly ball into center field. Simpson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0 for 1 in the game. White hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lopez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 0 for 1 in the game. Power hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hector Lopez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lopez is 0 for 1 in the game. Lopez hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. White settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Elmer Vallo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallo is 0 for 1 in the game. Vallo hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Power moves to third. Vallo moves to second. Gus Zerniel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zerniel is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Zerniel hits a pop-up towards short. Juice settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harry Simpson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simpson is 0 for 1 in the game. Simpson hits a line drive into center field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Grady Hatton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatton is 0 for 1 in the game. Hatton takes first base on ball 4. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Hatton. The throw from Shantz and he is out, Lopez applying the tag. One out. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 0 for 1 in the game. Pearsall hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Simpson. Pearsall reaches second base with a double. Frank Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 0 for 1 in the game. Sullivan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Littrell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 0 for 2 in the game. Goodman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lopez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Jim Finnegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finnegan is 0 for 1 in the game. Finnegan hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Pearsall, who is chasing the ball. Finnegan reaches third base with a triple. Jack Littrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Littrell is 0 for 1 in the game. Littrell strikes out. One out. Billy Shantz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Finnegan. The slide. White applies the tag. Finnegan is out. Two outs. Billy Shantz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shantz is 0 for 1 in the game. Shantz hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Goodman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Joost hits a fly ball into left field. Zerniel settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Williams hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Red Sox. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Jensen hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Norm Zobchin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zobchin is 0 for 2 in the game. Zobchin hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 3-0, Red Sox. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0 for 2 in the game. White is hit by the pitch. Grady Hatton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatton is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Hatton hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Power settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Pearsall is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Dick Krahoski pinch hits for Art Dittmar. Dick Krahoski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krahoski hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Sullivan fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Power hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hector Lopez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lopez is 0 for 2 in the game. Lopez hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hatton fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Athletics nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Tom Gorman now pitching. Frank Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 0 for 2 in the game. Sullivan strikes out. 1 out. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 0 for 3 in the game. Goodman hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. 2 outs. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Joost hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Elmer Vallow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallow is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Vallow takes first base on ball 4. Gus Zerniel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zerniel is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Zerniel hits a line drive towards short. Joost catches it and throws to first to double up Vallow. 2 outs. Harry Simpson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simpson is 0 for 2 in the game. Simpson takes first base on ball 4. Jim Finnegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finnegan is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple. Finnegan hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Simpson moves to second. Bill Renna pinch hits for Jack Littrell. Bill Renna is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Renna hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Athletics nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Joe DeMaestri now playing shortstop. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 2 for 3 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Williams hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Gene Stevens pinch runs for Ted Williams. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Jensen hits a fly ball into center field. Simpson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Norm Zobchin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zobchin is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Zobchin hits a ball on the ground towards short. DeMaestri fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Gene Stevens now playing left field. Ina Slaughter pinch hits for Billy Shantz. Ina Slaughter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Slaughter hits a fly ball for an out with unknown description. 1 out. Bill Wilson pinch hits for Tom Gorman. Bill Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson takes first base on ball 4. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Power hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Wilson moves to second. Hector Lopez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lopez is 0 for 3 in the game. Lopez hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Wilson moves to third. Power moves to second. Leo Keeley now pitching. Elmer Vallow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallow is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Vallow hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Wilson scores. Power moves to third. 2 outs. It's 3-1, Red Sox. Gus Zerniel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zerniel is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Zerniel hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. the side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Athletics 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Johnny Sain now pitching. Joe Astroth now catching. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0 for 2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. White hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Grady Hatton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatton is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Hatton hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Pearsall hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 5-1, Red Sox. Leo Kiely is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kiely hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 0 for 4 in the game. Goodman hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Harry Simpson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simpson is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Simpson strikes out. One out. Jim Finnegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finnegan is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a triple. Finnegan hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Joe DeMaestri is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeMaestri hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Joe Astroth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Astroth hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 5, and Kansas City Athletics, 1. Goodbye from Municipal Stadium in Kansas City.